This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You know, it's been great knowing Ron Paul. It's been great knowing Paul Watson. It's been great knowing Joe Rogan. It's been great knowing this crew, even more than them, because I'm with them every day. It's been great knowing my father and my mother and my children and my wife. It's been great knowing all of you. And I'm not saying bye to everybody. I'm just telling you, you never know when you're going to see people again. You might want to tell them how much you love them through time and space before it's too late. Because the globalists come to end the human experience. They're afraid of what we're going to do at the next level. And I have seen the other side. I've glimpsed it. It's like people that had brain damage, and they hook them up with wires, and they get sight. They don't really know what they're seeing. They never had sight before, but they get a good idea. It's a big deal, folks. Paul Watson's about to take over. Let me just say this, because the hotter the show, the more important the times, the less I plug. And I don't want to be up here like a baby bird begging for your money all day. I'm not funded by Soros. I'm not funded by Bill Gates. I don't have any big sponsors. I'm just funded by you. And I've got great products, so you should really get them. And we've got preparewithalex.com. I went to My Patriot, the biggest, most successful, high-quality swirl food company in the U.S., because they have good, high-quality food at a very low price. And I said, they may shut down our bank accounts and shut down our shopping cart in the future. I need to start getting listeners ready to go get the food from you to fund us. And I told them the things we're going through. And they said, well, boom. Like a day later, they had preparewithalex.com with their highest quality food, their full spectrum of products discounted across the board when they can't even really usually discount. So they're selling it to me at cost. When you order this, I make some money from the operation. They make nothing. And I know their margins. So Prepare with Alex will have to end on Monday. They extended it a few days. Preparewithalex.com, water filtration, air filtration, but really the storable food. It's all there. Now, the full selection of My Patriots at InfoWarsStore.com. And they've got 2 year supply, 1 year, 6 months, 3 months, 2 months. They've got all sorts of preparedness stuff. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we get funded that way. But on the particular items they've got discounted, you're not going to find a deal better than at preparewithalex.com. And separately, 8-pack power stack is, I got it right here, I think, 13 pills. I guess you take 7 in the morning and then 6 in the evening, and it's just got everything in there. We can't even get this anymore because of the COVID lockdown, because there's 13 different formulas in here. So InfoWarsStore.com, this is 60% off. That's right at cost, and it is free shipping. And you'll never be able to get it again because we can't reformulate it. We can't get these products with the breakdown. And that's how apocalyptic this is. You know, family calls up crew members when I'm saying, buy our T-shirts, buy our books, buy our stuff, maybe the last time. I mean, if Biden gets in, they're shutting the whole Internet off for all conservatives. They have a database on you all. I led the show where the Democrats said, we're going to block all Republicans on Election Day because you're liars. And they just restricted Tucker Carlson on Facebook. I mean, they got us used to the abuse. So I'm just telling you that it's bad. People, well, how are you doing? Folks, we're in the same nest together. We're in the same boat. So while you still can, 38 days out, they're ready to ship the storable food right now. Other folks don't even have it. They're ready to ship you the 8-pack power stack. InfoWarsStore.com. And DNA Force Plus, even though it's going to sell out, 60% off and free shipping. Ultra 12, amazing. Winter Sun, amazing. All discounted. InfoWarsStore.com, because we're selling everything so that we at least have money to operate sometime in the future, and we'll stay here until they turn the lights out. But they're coming for the whole damn country. They're trying to turn America's lights out. So just pray for justice, pray for peace, pray for an awakening, pray for us to come together, all of us that have red blood, under Jesus, and realize this is a satanic attack. I clutch to God. I clutch to Jesus. This is real, folks. This is all spiritual. I never really doubted it, but now I know it's all real. And the enemy just wants us all alone. Let's come together with our love of God. No matter if you're in a nursing home or you're in the North Pole at a weather station or whether you're in Louisiana or whether you're in Mexico or whether you're in Germany or Japan or South Africa, you love God. The color of your skin doesn't matter. We come together in our spirit. I love you all, and I appreciate this crew. And I just tell you, this is the big time. This is the enemy takeover. This is the big AI mark of the beast system. We gotta tell the truth and stand against it. All watch it come out.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Volvo.
And now, the Summit.News Hour with your host, Paul Joseph Watson. And yes, Dr. Ron Paul confirms he's in the hospital, suffered some type of stroke while he was live on air. The message from Dr. Ron Paul is, I'm doing fine. Thank you all for your concern. And now, Summit.News host, Paul Joseph Watson, live from London, England.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're still tracking the thankful recovery of former Congressman Ron Paul, 85 years old, who, of course, many of you have probably seen by now the chilling video where he appeared to suffer a stroke on camera during a live stream of his Liberty Report. Of course, there are different types of strokes, some less serious than others. Thank the Lord, it appears as if Ron Paul has suffered a less serious situation. He was rushed to hospital as a precautionary measure. And as Alex just said, he just sent out a tweet 10 minutes ago saying he's doing fine, thanks for your concern. His son, Senator Rand Paul, has also sent out a tweet saying, thank God, Dad is doing well. Thank you for all your prayers today. Of course, that hasn't stopped leftists on Twitter celebrating the fact that Ron Paul had a stroke live on air. And I knew this would happen. And the reason why I knew it would happen is because for the past, what is it now, 3 years plus, they've repeatedly celebrated the fact that Rand Paul's neighbor viciously attacked him during a sneak attack when he was doing his gardening from behind, led to Rand Paul being seriously ill for the lion's share of a year. He had to have part of his lung removed. And whenever Rand Paul trends on Twitter, whenever Rand Paul is in the spotlight, every single response below the tweet is, oh, isn't it a shame that Rand Paul's neighbor isn't around? And guess what? That is the first response that I'm seeing right now to Senator Rand Paul's tweet. Having just suffered his watching his dad have a stroke on live stream. So Senator Rand Paul tweets that his dad is doing well. And the first response below it is, quote, Rand Paul has a great neighbor. These are the same kind of people who say it's desecrating the memory of Ruth Bader Ginsburg to even nominate a Supreme Court justice before the 2020 election. Oh, they're the nice people. They're the hashtag be kind people. As soon as anyone gets in any kind of medical situation or is attacked on the right, of course, they go straight in. And by the way, I'm not sure if this has been deleted yet, but a leftist, apparently Biden supporter by the looks of it, who is verified on Twitter with 150,000 followers, and I quote tweeted this, so it should still be up there if they haven't deleted it yet. And of course, this person doesn't identify themselves. I don't even know if it's the person in the profile picture. But here's the tweet that was sent out probably an hour after Ron Paul, suffered that stroke live on stream. Quote, this is a leftist Democrat, a verified Twitter account with 150,000 followers. Quote, I am not a religious man, but please, Lord, send your best angels to Ron Paul to quickly send his nasty ass to hell. Amen. That's how that Biden Democrat supporter chose to respond to that horrific footage of Ron Paul suffering a stroke, apparently suffering a stroke, live on stream. These are the nice people. These are the people who say anyone on the right, conservatives, Republicans, are inherently hateful for their beliefs. The kind of people who within an hour of a widely respected, widely loved, even on some areas of the left, of course, the libertarian left, one of the most honest, decent persons in politics in the history of the United States, Ron Paul, that's what they choose to respond with. How edgy indeed. But that's not all. I went through some of the responses to this tweet, and I'm not even going to read some of them. In fact, I'm not going to read any of them. I was going to read them, but no, they don't deserve the attention. But it's literally them just making jokes and celebrating about Ron Paul having a stroke. These are the hashtag be kind people. These are the people who say, you're the bad guy holding certain opinions that you're inherently evil and that there's no recourse and that you deserve no respect, no open platform to even have an opinion because they're so good, so tolerant, so loving. And these are the people now celebrating Ron Paul's stroke. Well, they'll be disappointed to hear that apparently he's already on the mend, and thank God for that. We're going to get into the coronavirus news now because, of course, we have a situation in the United Kingdom where the Prime Minister, who was supposedly a libertarian back in the day, has been completely railroaded, completely crushed into complete submission by hysterical advisors and scientific experts. And even though the coronavirus hospitalizations, as they are in many other European countries, even as the deaths have flatlined completely, the measures to deal with this are getting even more draconian. Headline from Summit News. Pub Stasi. UK renter mob patrol streets to check if bars are open. Now, cast your mind back to the first lockdown when we literally had police officers inspecting people's shopping bags to see if they've bought a bottle of wine. Oh, by the way, some of them are now calling to ban alcohol. Like that's literally one of the only ways that some of these people who have been completely cut off from society, completely isolated from their friends, they've dealt with it by drinking more alcohol. And yeah, that's not a good thing. But now they want to take that away as well. So they were inspecting our shopping bags back in April. As you see from the video now, they're arresting people on the street for not wearing a mask in Starbucks, because this guy that you're seeing now had an argument with a Starbucks employee, and then they called the police on him. The police arrested him. Three of them required, by the way, to arrest one 72-year-old man. Very brave, very brave. And, of course, he made the point in this video, where were you during the BLM protest? Well, many of them were kneeling, weren't they? As tens of thousands of people, not social distancing, rampaged through London and other cities. But if it wasn't bad enough that we now can't even meet more than six people at a time, if it wasn't bad enough that in places like Scotland and universities across the country, which I'm going to get into, they're literally being treated like prisoners with wardens watching them eat, patrolling up and down the cafeteria as they're forced to eat alone at exam-style desks. And if they try to get up to get a glass of water, they're severely reprimanded and told they're going to be suspended. As if all that wasn't bad enough, we now have minimum wage, rent-a-mob, city inspector, COVID enforcers, peeking through people's letterboxes, peering through windows to check if people are not social distancing, to check if people are gathering in groups of, God forbid, more than six. Maybe if you just call it a BLM rally, then they'll not only go away, they'll kneel and bow down. Images posted to Twitter show COVID enforcers in London patrolling the streets, peering into windows and letterboxes to ensure pubs and clubs are closed as part of the government's draconian new coronavirus curfew. Now, you know for a fact that these people get off on this. Now, let's be fair, there are a lot of people in minimum wage, low-paying jobs who don't give a flying F about any of these coronavirus regulations and won't aggressively enforce them on anyone else because they realize that it's complete hysteria. But there are many people who have crappy lives, shitty relationships. They don't have close relationships with anyone because they're intolerable in many cases. They have these low-paying jobs which they're not satisfied with. They hate their lives. They hate themselves. And now they get to be in control. Potentially for the first time ever in their lives, they get to exercise power and petty authority over everyone else. And boy, are some of them milking it. We're going to get more into that after the break. We're also going to get into Uber now saying that you're going to have to take a selfie within the Uber app to prove you're not a mask refusenik. Absolutely incredible dystopia. Don't go away, Summit.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Talk about Joe Rogan a little bit later as well, of course.
What is he now, about 3 weeks into his Spotify deal?
And they're talking about a mutiny in the New York office. They're talking about editing his podcasts, going in after the fact and fact-checking them. I mean, and this is only 3 weeks in. This is incredible. I mean, did he really expect there would be no strings attached to a $100 million contract? Incredible. We're going to get into that later, though, because I'm talking about coronavirus. And I'm talking about how the UK has basically been turned into a Stasi state. And again, the point I make over and over again is there aren't enough police to enforce this tyranny. There are 60 million people in the UK. Not enough police, which is why, as in the Stasi East Germany, they had one informant, one spy for every 7 people in the population. That's what they're going for now, not only through these city inspectors that are literally opening people's letterboxes and peering through, but also through the rest of the population, encouraging them to spy on their neighbours if they gather in groups of more than 6. Now, again, in the majority of cases, people aren't going to do that because they're not complete dicks, but in some cases they are going to do it, not because they're genuinely concerned about COVID in every case. Some of them will do it for that reason, because they've been completely anesthetized to reality by this relentless hysteria, to the point to which polls show that on average Brits think 5 million people in the UK have died from coronavirus. It's actually less than 50,000, but because the constant drumbeat of media scaremongering, they literally believe the true number's 100 times higher. Some of them will report their neighbors because they really think that they're helping. And again, because they have meaningless, pathetic lives, and that gives them some importance. But in, I would say, the majority of cases, people are going to report their neighbors because they hate their neighbors. And again, that goes back to how the strands of society, the threads of society, have been completely ripped apart by modernity, by this idea that you shouldn't talk to your neighbors and that talking to your neighbors is weird. Like, I will literally walk past my neighbors in London on the stairs in the apartment building, say hello, and they'll look like they've just been confronted by, I don't know, the Loch Ness Monster or something. Maybe they know who I am. But that is a reason for why many people report their neighbors for alleged coronavirus violations, because they have grudges against their neighbors. Because, you know, last summer, maybe their neighbors had loud parties. Maybe they weren't invited to these parties. Maybe they were annoyed by the noise, and now it's payback. And they don't have enough employees or, you know, goons, city inspectors, to carry this through. So they're going to have to hire, via proxy, the rest of the population. And as I speculate in this article, pub stars, a UK rent-a-mob, patrol streets to check if bars are open. If this progresses in the direction it's going, they're going to start offering financial benefits and maybe welfare reductions, maybe vouchers, maybe credits, maybe discounts on council tax bills, property taxes, for people who report their own neighbours. That's going to be the next step. But as of right now, as of last night, in fact, pubs and restaurants were required to close at 10 p.m. They've literally set a 10 p.m. curfew. Again, apparently the coronavirus goes to bed at 10 p.m. and stops infecting people. Now, if you know the British, you know the British like to drink, and you know the British like to binge drink. So what do you think they're going to do? They're going to go to the pub earlier in the same number of groups. They're going to drink as much as they can until 10 p.m. They're going to get kicked out at 10 p.m. They're going to go to each other's houses and continue to drink all night in large groups of people. Which I guess is why you need the goons out peeking through their letterboxes. So now newly empowered marshals and environmental health officers have been empowered to roam the streets looking for people violating social distancing rules. Dan Barker tweeted, strange sight, city inspectors working through Soho looking for illegal speakeasies. That basically means like secret clubs that open after everywhere else is shut. And this is in Soho, London, and you can look at the images, and again, like one guy's peeking through a letterbox, other people are peering through windows. It's all gone very East Germany 1960s. The government has introduced the measures off the back of media scaremongering about rising coronavirus cases, despite the fact that deaths and hospitalizations have flatlined at numerous warnings that the massive increase in testing is producing an overwhelming number of false positives. The experts are saying the experts are actually truthful and honest and have any ounce of integrity who haven't nailed their colors to the mast of this hysteria from the start, saying that 91% of these coronavirus tests which are coming back positive are false positives. We know that they tested fruit. They literally tested pieces of fruit in Tanzania for coronavirus, and they came back positive. But despite all these positive, supposedly positive coronavirus cases, well, guess what? The hospitals are still empty. Maybe we'll get some more TikTok dancers soon. They just shut down a new hospital, one of these overspill Nightingale hospitals in Scotland. They shut down the hospital that was built to deal with the overspill of coronavirus cases, and yet now we're being told there's a second wave. There's no second wave. Look at the graph. I tweeted this earlier. We have a graph here of daily COVID-19 tests per 1,000 people. You go back to the beginning of April, the graph rises almost exponentially. Now you arrive at the end of September. The number of people being tested is, I think the numbers were, I think it was 100 times more tests being performed now. That was the number from April compared to September, I believe. So there are 100 times more tests being performed. And then you look at the share of COVID-19 tests, which is the next graph, that are positive. April, it was 30%. Now, at the end of September, again, there's a tiny incline. There's a tiny incline in cases that are positive. But again, 91% of them are false positives. And you'd think that a nuclear bomb, a nuclear coronavirus bomb, a dirty biological weapons bomb had exploded in every major city in the United Kingdom, given the way the media is treating this tiny incline in COVID-19 tests. Then you look at the deaths, you'd look at the hospitalizations. It's disappeared. The thing has almost disappeared. And yet now the draconian measures are becoming even more intense. Boris Johnson says this is going to be 6 months. Christmas is cancelled. New Year's is cancelled. The virus has basically disappeared. Are any of them connected with reality? Do any of them see these graphs? Again, this is a supposedly conservative government elected to protect the rights of the people, elected in the face of a socialist dictatorship that we were facing with Jeremy Corbyn. He's done worse than Jeremy Corbyn would ever have done. And it's absolutely abysmal the way that people are being treated, the way the hospitality industry, which is already on its knees, is now being basically extinguished altogether. We'll come back to talk about it more. Summit.news.
This is your last chance to get a patent power
product stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual National If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag WhyICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
This whole mask-wearing phase, this moral panic, has nothing to do with safety, has nothing to do with preventing the pandemic, stopping the pandemic, has everything to do with control. As Noel Gallagher said last week, apparently, you know, if the coronavirus sees that you're eating a sandwich, it says, oh no, he's having his lunch, I'll avoid him. I was in a restaurant a couple of nights ago, and again, as soon as, this is in Spain, as soon as you sit down in the restaurant, then you're allowed to take your mask off, because apparently, again, the virus sees that you're looking at the menu and preparing to order and just
kind of deviates around you and goes to the next available person who isn't about to eat. I go outside later on in the evening, walk literally about, I don't know, 10 yards to the exit of the building, go outside, have a cigarette, come back in without the mask, get lectured for not wearing the mask from the space of the doorway to the table, which again is probably less than 10 yards, it's probably about 8 yards. So again, that was the opportunity apparently for the coronavirus, because it knows when you remove the mask to attack you. So it knew that I'd removed the mask in that 8-yard gap between the front door of the restaurant and the table, and that's when it probably took its opportunity to attack. So I'm a goner at this point. But again, it's not about preventing, stopping a pandemic. It's about control. You know what they do at Disney World? Now, you have to eat, right? You have to be able to eat. So the enforcers, and they've hired a new cadre of COVID inspectors at Disney World Paris, probably the same in the United States. If Disney World's still even open in the United States, I don't know. But they've got the Disney World staff enforcing all this. Then they've hired a new level, a new cadre, a new mob of COVID enforcers. And the rule is you can eat because people have to eat without the mask, obviously, but you have to wear the mask while you're eating on your chin. Because, again, the COVID virus is transient. It's prescient, I mean. And it knows that if you have the mask on your chin and you can, in a millisecond, whip that mask up over your mouth and nose, then you're going to win the battle between yourself and the virus. So again, another completely cogent, sensible policy, Disney World, while you're eating, you have to wear the mask on your chin. It's about control. It's about stripping you of human dignity. It's always been the same. And when they get the vaccine out, not only are you not going to be allowed to travel, board a plane, you're not going to be allowed to use a taxi, and we're already seeing that with Uber. Headline: Uber demands refuseniks take mask selfies before they're allowed to use service. Uber is now demanding that customers who have been flagged for previously refusing to wear a mask take a mask selfie within the app or be barred from using the service altogether in future. Because you can trust Uber to have pictures of your face on record, because we all know they have a sterling record of privacy, top notch. A lecturing new ad campaign from the taxi service screams, "No mask, no ride. We said it, we meant it." I mean, my word. Like, you're literally trying to reach out to customers and give them some advice, and you're treating them like naughty little children who've stolen a cookie from the cookie jar. The company then touts its mask verification service, which forces customers who were previously reported by drivers for not wearing a mask to take a picture of their mask face within the app to be allowed to use the service again. Now, again, I'll go back to what I said before. Most taxi drivers, most black cab drivers, because they're slightly different, as we all know, in the United Kingdom at least, do not care if you're wearing a mask or not. Many Uber drivers wouldn't care if you're wearing a mask or not. But once they get it down to the level where they can report people, they can flag people, then again, that entices people to exercise that petty form of power, because it gives them some sense of importance within their personal life, which they otherwise don't have. So they will exploit it to the nth degree. Continues by saying, now, if you're ever flagged for not wearing a mask, you'll have to take a selfie in the app to verify that you're wearing one before your next ride. Respondents on Twitter weren't too keen on the idea. "Nanny state aesthetics are going to kill companies," said one. Well, probably not in London, because it's a monopoly. Again, they had basically zero competition. "They're dead set on making city life as miserable, as unbearable as possible right now," remarked another. Another one said, "That copy makes me never want to ride with Uber again. So effing whack." And yeah, that's the point. They're literally screeching at their own customers. That's how empowered with righteous indignation Uber feel by this mask policy. Now, as I note in the article, Uber seems very concerned about protecting its passengers. Didn't seem too concerned about protecting its passengers from being raped by its own drivers, especially in London, especially in the United Kingdom, because that's a pretty big problem with Uber drivers in London. They tend to get a bit rapey with the female passengers. But again, when this was brought to light, when you had stickers literally all around London, which I've seen, warning about women getting into Uber cars because they're going to get sexually assaulted, they're going to get raped, Uber completely ignored the problem. But they really care about their customers, just not if they're being raped by the drivers. And in the article, I flashed back to this headline. Uber sexual assault, 6,000 sexual assault reports in 2 years as London considers license appeal. Because again, they were about to get banned in London a couple of years ago. It never happened. It says Uber has recorded about 3,000 sexual assault allegations in both of the last 2 years, according to its latest report. The figure disclosed in a long-awaited safety study found that thousands of people in the US, same in the UK, had reported sexual assaults at the hands of its drivers, including hundreds of reports of rape. And especially in the United Kingdom, there's a certain type of demographic that tends to drive Uber cars, and that meshes with the same kind of demographic that likes to engage in rape and sexual assault. But again, Uber really cares about their passengers' safety. So not only put on the mask, but now prove that you're a loyal, good citizen and take a selfie within the app, or you get denied service. Again, what does that say to you about what's happening in the United Kingdom, across Europe? This is the Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. This is you being denied services, essential services, because you don't conform, because you express opinions on Facebook, as we've seen in Australia with women, pregnant women being arrested for trying to organize protests or even posting about protests. Again, anyone who defies gets punished by having services, essential services, withdrawn. That is classic communist Chinese social credit score, and now it's Uber's official policy. Meanwhile, missing boy found dead after family friends barred from searching due to COVID lockdown. Oh, but if it only saves one life. Well, it didn't save one life. This boy's now dead. Well done. A teenage boy with autism was found deceased near Melbourne, Australia, over 32 hours after he had gone missing and after his family and local residents were ordered to call off searching due to draconian coronavirus rules. William Wall, 14, embarked on his daily run at approximately 6:45 a.m. on Tuesday morning, but never came home. A massive search effort was launched, with family and friends joining authorities to look for William. Victoria Police, and again, this is the same police force that you've seen on video arresting journalists for covering COVID lockdown protests, choking women, dragging them to the ground for not wearing masks. This is the same honorable police force that was stationed outside apartment blocks when this draconian Melbourne lockdown was first announced to prevent people leaving their homes. Same police force eventually told civilians they could no longer participate and must return home or risk violating current rules barring state residents from traveling more than 5 kilometers from their homes. Turns out the boy was less than 2 kilometers from the home and he was later found dead. Maybe because there weren't enough people searching for him because of coronavirus lockdown rules. Another fantastic.
Stock up to support your family's immune health with Ester C, a superior form of vitamin C. Ester C lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C, and it's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. So don't just settle for regular vitamin C. Look for Ester C on the label when you shop for your family's immune health. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get a power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
And we are back, and we're talking about Joe Rogan because, of course, we've had a back and forth with Rogan over the past few weeks because his new show launched on Spotify, the same show but under a new licensing deal, back on September 1st. He's now 3.5 weeks in, They're having mutinies in the New York office of people saying they literally want to go back into his archives and edit the content. These are Spotify employees. This isn't even the management. And to be honest, I mean, Rogan's been quite poor at addressing these questions, especially over his official Twitter account. He seems to want to stay out of it, at least publicly, for the time being. And I can understand why to some extent, but he's not really given any pushback publicly. Of course, we know 3 weeks ago when the transfer happened over to Spotify of Rogan's old podcast library, was missing several interesting episodes, including those featuring Alex Jones, Owen Benjamin, Stefan Molyneux, Milo Yiannopoulos, Gavin McInnes, Charles Johnson, and Sargon of Akkad. Strange, almost like there's some kind of pattern there in terms of the right wing, or the centrist even, in some cases, episodes being completely expunged from history. And of course we had this ridiculous bait and switch where at first it seemed like Spotify was claiming this was just a mistake and that these episodes would come back. And indeed they did come back, because I remember hosting this show and we were talking about it a few weeks ago. And I checked the Spotify list for Rogan's podcast archive, and Alex Jones's episode, all these other episodes had been added back in. Then lo and behold, 2 days later, they'd all been removed again. So there's a tug of war going on within Spotify between the management and between these hysterical, maniacal, woke, imbecile employees who literally think they're God, who literally think that they can control the narrative, the conversation. How weak does Spotify's management have to be, given that they've signed a $100 million licensing agreement with Rogan, probably the biggest podcaster in history at this point, and they're being bullied by these little weakling, pathetic soy boy office employees in New York? They're literally being bullied by those people. Headline out of Zero Hedge: remove Rogan, Spotify staffers threaten strike unless hate-filled podcast removed. And not just removal, listen to this. Having blown $100 million to lock in infamously outspoken and uncensored podcaster Joe Rogan, Spotify is facing an internal revolt from the woke mob who have demanded broad-based editorial control, censorship, and even removal of the world's most popular podcasts, or else. And it talks about the ones that they already removed, which I touched upon a minute ago. But as Digital Music News reports, Spotify employees were demanding direct editorial oversight over the recently acquired Rogan Experience podcast. That would include the ability to directly edit or remove sections of upcoming interviews or block the uploading of episodes deemed problematic, which of course is their catch-all word for anything that offends them, which is literally everything. The employees also demanded the ability to add trigger warnings. What is this, 2015 all over again? Trigger warnings, corrections, and references to fact-checked articles on topics discussed by Rogan in the course of his multi-hour discussions. There are some Joe Rogan podcasts, which is why I can't listen to them sometimes, which are literally 5 hours long. They're going to have fact checkers sitting there listening to Joe Rogan shoot the breeze with some guest who isn't even an official political figure. Like half the people he has on are comedians. You're going to fact check a 5 hour conversation, a 5 hour freewheeling, off the cuff conversation between two comedians. Like, how nervous of Rogan's reach are they at this point? They're literally revolting and asking to be given the power, not asking, demanding, to fact-check five-hour podcast conversations between drunk comedians. What the hell? Oh, my God. It continues. If they're not granted these Ministry of Truth oversights, the mostly New York-based staff had threatened to walk out or strike. And by the way, they were emboldened by the fact that Spotify, having initially restored these banned podcasts with Rogan, McInnes, Yiannopoulos, Milo Yiannopoulos, and the others, they got the control to delete them once again. So they went back up, and then they got deleted again. So the sharks smelled blood. And now, because the management of Spotify is apparently so weak that it allows its own employees in a New York office to have more power than they do in terms of editorial oversight, now they're going to give them more power. Again, this mob mentality, this cave immediately mentality is going to come back to bite them in the butt. Article continues. They quote Joe Rogan, who, when this deal was announced with Spotify, said the following. Quote, they want me to just... I'm sorry for laughing, but this, in hindsight, this is hilarious. They want me to just continue doing it the way I'm doing it right now. It's just a licensing deal, bro. So Spotify won't have any creative control over the show. It will be the exact same show. We're going to be working with the same crew doing the exact same show. Those words seem quite absurd at this point, don't they? Not only are Spotify employees revolting, threatening to strike and walk out if they don't get given the power to delete episodes, they now want to literally have little Weasley woke fact checkers sit in 5-hour episodes between Rogan and other comedians talking off the cuff, freewheeling for 5 hours. They want to give them the power to edit the episodes. So it's not really the same show, is it, Joe? It's not really. I mean, it makes YouTube look like a bastion of free speech. Like, at least YouTube didn't have woke monitors listening into every Rogan podcast and going into the video file and editing out certain triggering sections. This is 10 times worse than that. It says, while the C-suite may want that and the eyeballs or earholes, it seems the outrage mob of employees does not. Again, the article makes the point, these Spotify employees that are demanding all this power, just fire them. Just fire them. Like, how can the CEO not have the power to just fire these people? How many Americans have been unemployed as a result of this lockdown? How many Americans would be perfectly happy to work in an office in a major city for Spotify to basically click buttons? By the way, these Spotify employees earn $120,000 to $130,000 a year. God only knows why. I mean, you could save a lot of money. The Spotify CEO, Daniel Ek, he could save a lot of money by just firing them. Just fire them. Who knows what's going to happen with Rogan's podcast, but at the moment, 3 weeks in, doesn't look very good, does it? Meanwhile, over in France, where we had the attempted bomb attack on the Eiffel Tower a couple of days ago, French prosecutors treating machete attack near former Charlie Hebdo officers as terrorism. Basically, a guy with a machete attacked. Initially, they said 4 people, then they said 2 people. I think 2 people are critically ill. Turns out he's an 18-year-old Pakistani migrant. Imagine my shock. Meanwhile, in London, Breitbart reports London cop killer was known to counter-terrorism police. So again, after months and months of anti-cop BLM rhetoric, after those disgraceful scenes of British police kneeling to BLM agitators, now one of their own has been shot dead in a police station in South London, and initial reports are saying it could be linked to terrorism, so we'll wait and see if that proves to be the case. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at summit.news. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.